This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the last part of that clip that I think we need to discuss. According to what Noah Hyles thinks, the Pirates are going to get busy and make themselves a whole bunch of moves leading up to the deadline. Now, two different people can have two different opinions based on the people they personally are talking to on this team's plans. You heard Jason Mackey say that he thinks they're going to be more conservative, keep a guy like Mitch Keller on the roster. He did say that he thinks they'll trade Key Brian Hayes. But Jason struck a tone certainly earlier in this show of the Pirates are going to be cautious. They're going to sort of reflect their owner's lack of maybe will, I think, to make wholesale changes, and that they're going to be a little more of a conservative player at the deadline. Noah suggesting that the exact opposite might happen, or at least if the Pirates have their druthers, that it'll happen, that they want to be aggressive, they want to make a lot of moves, they want to be noisy at the trade deadline. I'm in a weird place on this, Don. Like, I think there's another sort of unexplored part of this. I don't know how you feel, and I have not maybe looped you in enough on today's program, but I'm going to here. There's a large part of me that's like, yeah, the Mackey hypothesis for how this is going to go is probably how it should go. I don't want the guy that I don't want to be employed doing a lot of stuff. As much as it's a bad situation to let things just kind of twist in the wind, that's probably the more prudent course of action now that you've gone this far down the road. Same token, I say, wait a minute. You've got to do a lot of things and wheel and deal. You've got to cut a lot of dead weight off this thing. There's a lot of rotted wood on this tree. You've got to cut it off, or at least you've got to cut off the one-year contract guys who are on expiring deals that are here. There's no point whatsoever in these guys staying as part of the roster throughout the rest of the season. You've got to at least make those deals. And if a Mitch Keller deal manifests itself that's really good, and you can objectively say you're pro scouts can say it's really good, you've got to make that deal. But it just doesn't, it feels like an absolute damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for the Pirates here. Or at least from afar. I'm sure they internally might feel like, all right, well, we've gone this far with Ben Cherington. We'll let him go at least a little bit further, and he's going to be motivated to try to keep his job. So he's going to be motivated to try to make great deals. Just because he's made bad deals doesn't mean he's going to keep making them. I just don't feel all that confident in either approach here. I think both approaches that they could take have significant flaws, and that's why I don't feel great about it, Don.
It's difficult to go into a trade deadline and have it completely handcuffed, though, and tell your GM not to do anything. Because a team in the Pirates situation, you have to be a clear seller in this market because, given the now format of baseball, more teams feel like they're in it. The Pirates were one of those teams just a year ago. More teams will be buying, so this is the opportunity to get some prizes out of things. And some of those selling points are players that are on expiring deals. I think at the very minimum, that has to be the moves that are made. I mean, there's zero reason to keep around players like IKF, even if you like him. There's zero reason to keep around Heaney, Caleb Ferguson.
Yep.
I would even go as far as dealing off the two big dogs in the bullpen, too.
I think
that Santana and Bednar should be the guys to go. I would be fine with keep Ryan Hayes. My sticking point is when we get to Mitch Keller, because that is like the jewel of the Pirates at this trade deadline, and there is zero reason to trust Ben Cherington to pull off that type of deal. He hasn't been bad to his defense here, which it's a rare position to take. He hasn't been bad when it comes to smaller trades being made. Like his best moment was the Bailey Falter, Rodolfo Castro trade. Stuff like that he's not bad at. The things that scare me with him is when the Pirates are selling off a true big-time asset like Keller would be. They have struck out on a lot of those returns.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a through line going back to Huntington, and Huntington was just exceptional at some of these trades in the margin. But, yeah, they haven't executed many we have the big name in the deal, we need to get back prospects deals that have ended up working out for them. And that even what you're describing there, Don, like is a well-reasoned statement, is an accurate, I think, sort of summation of how it's gone for Ben Cherington. And it just still leaves them, you know, I guess, taking half measures here, doesn't it? Hey, I think he's got to do this, this, and this, because they're all probably going to get mild returns, although I think both of the back-end bullpen guys, if you play your cards right, you can get probably more bang for your buck, more value on the dollar for either of those guys, just because I think teams tend to overpay for bullpen arms this time of year because they kind of talk themselves into that being like that one missing piece. But if you say you want him to do all that and you don't want him to potentially dangle the best asset that they have, it again feels like you are trying to live on the fence here, which goes back to the point of if you trust him to do the stuff that is fait accompli that he has to do, right? Like you can't be the GM of this team, whether you're going to get fired or not, and hang on to any of those guys, but you don't trust him to make the move, the one major move that could be extremely impactful. It tells me, it's like, well, where are you at then? If that's how you feel about him, where are you actually at as an organization? And how much are you potentially hurting yourselves if there is a deal to be had out there for your best asset and you're not going to make it, in part because you don't necessarily trust the GM to make that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If it seems like something that knocks their socks off, like some team way overpays, then, you know, then I'm not going to jump all over Cherington for making the deal. And, like, he's had some moves like that where it seems like off the bat, oh, the Pirates won this deal. I love to reference the Clay Holmes move that was made years ago, and we are getting excited around here about the intrigue around Hoy Park. I couldn't tell you where Hoy Park is or what he's doing at this current time.
Oh, you're hurting me a little. Hold on. You're hurting me a little bit with that one. You know I was a Hoy Park truther.
I mean, I was too. I feel like everybody, given how bad Clay Holmes was here, was like, hey, they got, you know, I don't even know who Hoy Park is,
Yeah, well, no, You know how people rate those deals, honestly? They find what looks like a credible Yankees blog or a team blog of the team that they're doing the trade with. I saw somebody pull this stunt with the Royals trade they just made with this Devaney. Richie did it on the sports call last night. He talked about how, like, there's some Royals blog that can't believe they let Cam Devaney go for a bum like Adam Frazier. That was, like, their phrasing, basically. I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's how we all evaluate this stuff. Find somebody who really liked the prospect who was changing hands for the team that made the trade for the major leaguer and then say, wow, great deal for us. Look how mad they are. Dude, I remember that. You could probably make that, like, your rubric for, I don't know if you remember me citing this. Remember when the Pirates traded away Dilson Herrera, who was supposed to be their second baseman of the future, for Marlon Byrd?
Yes.
There were people I followed back then who were, like, devastated. Mind you, the Pirates were making a deal to try to augment a team that was going to be in the playoffs, and Marlon Byrd hit a home run in the wild card game.
Yeah, he has, like, the forgotten home run.
Yes, because it wasn't the Russ Martin Cueto play, but wasn't Byrd's home run the first run of the game?
Yes, and that was his first ever playoff at bat.
Right. So he, like, lines a ball out of the park, gives them a lead, like something they desperately needed. I remember there was a guy who was, like, pretty plugged in on the Pirates. He wasn't, like, an official blogger, but he had, like, pretty good takes, who said, what a horrible deal, you gave up Dilson Herrera. And so, like, to go back to your Hoyt Park point, it's I think it's easy to trick yourself into feeling that way about some of these guys. And here's the other thing. If you're giving away somebody and then you're getting one of those types of guys back, you have to take into account the fact that under Ben Cherington, none of these, like, positional prospects have panned out. There's every reason to believe if they made a trade that netted them a decent to good positional prospect, that they would find a way under this current administration to make that player, like, demonstrably, observably worse.
The other thing I'm a little bit fearful of about this is, you know, Jason Mackey is standing strong beside the belief that this will be it for Ben Cherington no matter what. Like,
right,
he could nail this deadline and he's still done,
yep,
either at the end or before the end of the season. So if there is some sort of feeling like that with him, like, if he has knowledge of that, why would he be worried about what the big return would be for Mitch Keller? Like, there has to be, hopefully, if they do make the move with one of the top starting pitchers on the market, I hope he has some assurances to where he's committed to make some big move and not just take whatever he can get.
Well, that's an interesting point, though, because I don't think Cherington, if he's looking ever to get, like, another job in baseball after this, or wants to keep himself alive as a GM candidate in the future, he's a pretty young guy. I mean, he could, like, bounce around as a special assistant again and then resurface, you know what I mean? Like, his career, even if it ends after this year with the Pirates as a GM, his career being a GM probably isn't over, or at least it wouldn't be definitively over. And so, because he would still have that in the back of his mind, I do think he would be trying to get the best return. I don't think there would be, like, I'm going to punt on third down situation coming from him, because other people around the sport are still watching, is I guess how I would interpret that. I just think the idea, though, that, again, you're getting two very different opinions from two people connected to the team on how they're going to act, and I think you're also even getting, like, two different opinions. Jason's been very emphatic about saying he thinks Cherington's done. I don't know what – did Noah give you an opinion on how he thinks Cherington's going to be job security-wise here?
Noah, for a little while here, has seemed fairly confident that Cherington makes it to the end unless they really just crater.
Does he feel like he makes it through the offseason and is back next year? That's kind of what I really want to know.
Yeah, I think unless they have a really bad second half.
Okay.
So, and at worst, he's pretty 50-50 on it.
Again, these are guys who are talking to people. They aren't coming up with this whole cloth. They aren't just, like, reading tea leaves. They're talking to people. If the mood based on who they're both talking to is sort of that divided about, A, how they're going to act at this deadline, and B, what the future of the GM is, that just goes back to the original problem. What is the owner doing? What is the plan here? You failed so far in the Paul Skeens era. What on earth is the plan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.